Hey, Julio, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
All right. Your first 2 years in the league, I imagine you faced Brent Grimes in practice every day. Now you're going to face him on the other side. What kind of challenge is that going to be for you? What does he pose to receivers?
I just got to go out there and play my game. My first 2 years I practiced against him, you know, and now I'm playing against him, but I just got to go out there and prepare and play my game and critique my craft. Because he got to cover me, I don't have to cover him.
What do you remember about going against him? Any familiar tendencies that you're going to try to exploit, or anything that he does that other corners you face can't do?
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. Brent, he's a talented corner. He's very athletic, you know, and he can play. He got great ball skills. But every week, man, I don't try to change my game. It doesn't matter who I'm going against. I just look at him as the best, you know, the cornerback in the league.
Hey, Julio, how do you use size as a wide receiver? I mean, I know how Matt Ryan would take advantage of your size with ball positioning, but how do you do it? Is it hips, hands, shoulders? How do you use your size?
Everything you just named.
In what way specifically? You lean on DBs, or how do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, from leaning on them, you know, you really can't push out, so I just use my body, you know, just to lean on guys, separate, just like you said, lean on them, and then just extend my arms with my range and just try to kick the ball far away from my body as possible. Speed over the top, you know, athletic ability to be able to just out-jump corners and everything.
Julio, so, with the all the injuries that you guys have, fullback.
You got injuries?
Yeah, that's what I hear. How does this affect the team going into a game? I know the next guy has to step up, but obviously the next guy isn't as good as the previous guy.
I wouldn't say he's not good as the previous guy. You know, he's in the NFL, and here at this organization, we know everybody's one snap away. So we just try to get prepared mentally, even if you're not taking those physical reps at practice. You know, you gotta be prepared mentally, and you know, we got guys can step in and play right away. I mean, I didn't feel like we missed a beat when those guys, I guess, went out. 12 got hurt.
So, Julio, when you look at the film of this Dolphins defense, besides Brent, obviously the other pieces on that side, and you saw what they were able to do last week in the second half to Andrew Luck and the Colts, what concerns you the most about heading into Sunday?
We actually haven't really watched no film on him quite yet. We're going to have lunch, and then we're going to go in there and watch him. But as far as just the team meeting, their game records and everything, the 7 up front is very strong. So a strong point of the defense. So, you know, we got the point of attack up front. We got to, you know, kind of win that matchup this week.
Julio, what's a successful season for you guys this year?
A successful season this year?
Yep.
That was the question?
Yeah, so what would that be for? Yeah, I mean, do you have to win the Super Bowl, or is it just to get there and get a step further than last year?
Man, you said goals, everybody in the league said goals for the Super Bowl. But we just got to take one game at a time and just keep getting better. So.
Well, Julio, I'm sure you're happy to hear the news when Tony Gonzalez decided to come back this year. What does having that big tight end do for the passing game?
Just allow one-on-one matchups. You can't really double three or four guys, you know. So we just got to, you know, and Matt's been doing a great job of finding that one-on-one matchup. And that's what Tony brings. You got to put a safety and a linebacker on Tony. If not, he's going to beat that linebacker one-on-one.